Damage assessments from last week's storms continue to roll in. Looking at private property, Escambia is now reporting more than 3,200 homes damaged, with 13 destroyed. 117 businesses were damaged. Okaloosa is reporting a $3.3 million in damage to at least 285 homes. For more on Santa Rosa County, WUWF's Sandra Averhart spoke to property appraiser Greg Brown.
Since the flood, we have been checking homes and businesses, and to date, we've checked nearly 500 homes and noted something over $8 million in damage. Now, the damage are just to the structures. This doesn't include cars or personal belongings such as TVs and computers and things, clothes, anything that people may have lost in the flooding. So this is $8.1 million that we've noted, again, thus far in our damage estimates.
Now, we understand that damage is pretty widespread throughout the county, but are you finding that, understandably, most of it is in the south end?
As you said, it's widespread. We had a lot in Navarre, Pace, the Milton area, and north of Milton. Anywhere that would hold the water, we would see it. A lot of times we saw things around holding ponds, and why this was the case is those ponds, as I understand it, are designed for a 100-year flood, and my understanding is we had a 200 to 500-year flood, so they're not designed to hold that large amount of water, so consequently it overflowed and went into people's homes that probably were not in a flood-prone area and didn't have flood insurance, and that's the real tragedy of that is that the areas that flooded that people thought they were not in a flood area or would have flooding and didn't have flood insurance.
Greg, $8 million, $8.1 million. Put this into perspective for us in terms of how this compares to other natural disaster type events that we've had in Santa Rosa.
Well, in Santa Rosa, since my term in office, we had Ivan and Dennis, and those were total destruction of homes. It was something over $1 billion of Ivan and I think several hundred million dollars in Dennis. But a lot of that was due to storm surge, which was total destruction of homes and businesses and anywhere that we had water. Flooding is more in areas that these holding ponds overflowed or there was such a volume of water it created a river or they had a depression where this water rose and got into homes and its pockets. It's not as widespread per se where we may have tens of thousands of homes damaged in Ivan. As I said, right now we have somewhere over 500 that we've had that we've inspected so far. So in perspective, it's not in hurricane status, but in perspective of someone that doesn't have insurance or water went through the house, it's quite a catastrophic event because you've got to take insulation out. And if it got up to your electrical sockets, you got to check all the wiring. You may have to replace all the wiring and the flooring. We went into a lot of homes that sewage had backed up into the homes. And the water, you know, the water damage cabinets have to be replaced. So those are expensive items that have to be replaced, but not the whole house. We did see some hydrostatic, I believe, pressure in homes where the slab was broke and you could hear water underneath the slab. And those are problems that people will have in dealing with insurance companies.
So now this report that you've prepared, it goes into the overall county report that's been submitted to the governor and to FEMA or as part of the FEMA assessment?
As I understand it, that's correct. And we're waiting for declaration from the federal government that declares Santa Rosa, Escambia, I'm not sure about Okaloosa County, as disaster areas.
Moving forward, from your office perspective, what's the long-term fallout from this?
Well, the long-term fallout from this is that we will be noting those properties that took floodwaters, and we will be watching to see if that has an adverse impact on the valuation of those properties as they sell. At that point, we will see if those properties decline in value because of that. In this office, we're reactive to the market, and because we can't predict that values will go up or down. We have to wait and see what the market does to make those determinations. If people hadn't filed a report and they took water damage, they need to do so at the county website, and the county will forward on to us so that we can do the damage assessment, that at least they're in the system, if you will, noting that they did take damage and have been inspected.
Where are we in the process in terms of assessments and property taxes and all of that? Are we looking ahead now to the next cycle?
We are looking to upcoming in August, the new values out. The unfortunate part of a storm that occurs after January 1st, you won't see the impacts until next year. I wish the legislature I had some years back after Ivan tried to get the legislature, or I talked to members of the legislature, to be reactive to a natural disaster that occurs after the first of the year. But those are usually done in special session, and there's no special statute that allows the property appraisers to deal with something after January 1st. So if something occurs after January 1st, we're not able to use it by statute to lower any property values. And I wish we had some latitude in that to help the citizens.
Well, thank you, and keep us posted.
Will do, and thanks, you know, for getting the word out to people, and again, to reiterate that if they hadn't filed and they took flood, please report it to the county so that we can at least get you in the system and note those properties and update our numbers to the state and federal government to ensure the declaration that we can get some assistance in Santa Rosa County to help our citizens.
Greg Brown is property appraiser for Santa Rosa County, and I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.